how's it going?
Morning, Ed. Doing all right over here. How's that run going today? They get closer to on time?
2.5 hours late.
And, well, I guess at least they're consistent on their being late.
The only thing I can say for it, but, I'll be going into my retirement center 9 minutes or two, and I won't be able to come in and tell everybody good morning.
Man, so what you got, when you going to be hanging it up?
And I just got to go into a retirement center and deliver papers, which will take me about 45 minutes to do.
I got you now, man. I'm still waking up. Sorry about that. Yeah, I would have figured, man, I wouldn't figure you'd do that. You'd get bored at the house. But, yeah. Well, hopefully it'll be, at least it'll be a little warm in there. I know most of them places stay a little on the extra toasty side.
I get all four buildings walked and taken care of. I'll be ringing wet with sweat.
They still aren't letting you inside, right? You just got to, like, get them to the door or something, drop them off.
Go inside now and put them by the doors.
Okay. Well, yeah, hopefully that sweat won't turn to ice as soon as you pop back outside.
But I'll just break it off and throw it down on the ground.
Oh.
I'll catch you guys now in a little bit. Pass 7-3 zone to everybody for me. And tell Ken I'll try my best to catch him before he gets to work.
That, I'll probably be out by then, by the time you get it back in. So 7-3's to you. Have a fantastic day, Ed. We'll catch you soon. KK4 POT Mobile.
And be careful going on into work, and don't work too hard. So 7-3's KM4 and AP clear.
KK4 NXC. Sound mad. KK4 POT Mobile.
Just got a phone with J.A.
Roger. I'm just messing with you. Gosh, man, calm down.
I wasn't mad. I'm mad now.
Can you hear me? Now, did you hear me ask you about Roger? You talked with him last night about this weekend. Up on that one. I missed some of it. I heard the Saturday part, but that was about it.
At the spot right now. I didn't have to get up to it. Now, can you hear me? You got Wood Saturday. We're going to do a dinner with them.
Good.
Wish we had another big trailer. But I don't know of anybody. Well, I think William's got one, but, I was looking at maybe loading, carrying the tractor on one, loading logs on the other, but Bobby's already started cutting them things up.
Well, I mean, maybe between my truck and the little trailer and stuff, that'll help hold some of that stuff. I mean, even if we have to make a couple runs, but, we just use what we got, I guess.
Two truckloads of logs, not logs, but cut wood yesterday. 4NXD. Hey, when is Mr. Potato's surgery?
4POT. I want to say it's like next Friday, I think. I think it's next Friday. So I'm rolling up. I'm going to jump out of here. I did get to catch Ed real quick before he got out. He said to tell everybody hello. He said he's going to try to get back in here in just a little bit. He had to do his retirement home, but it was going to take him probably 30 to 45 minutes to do it. So he said hopefully he might be able to catch you or Ken coming in. But anyway, he said to say, tell everybody hello. If you hear Andrew out there, tell him I said good morning to him, and I'll catch you when you get in. KK4POT.
We catch Patrick this morning coming out of, out of Brevard. Or Hendersonville, I guess it's Brevard, but... man, everybody's gone this morning. All right, I'll catch you shortly. I'll be in there in a minute. Well, about 10 minutes. I'll catch you then. KK4NXC.
4HKX. Morning, guys. I was hooking up to the trailer and listening to y'all's conversation.
What's the temperature up your way?
Wow, did you guys get any snow? No snow today, thank goodness.
Did you get it the other day?
Not about an inch, just enough to be aggravating for a little while.
Did you truck back?
Getting that one back, they're going to total it, but they paid for an outside estimate, and now they don't want to use it.
Numbers they were expecting?
Was worth a little more than they were expecting. The inspector valued it at $130,000, and it's still 3 years old. Cutting wood at this weekend.
Cutting it down the road about 7 miles from the house. I went over there and helped the guy cut a bunch of trees down and moved them around, moved the logs around anyway, piled them up from a tractor. They're mostly poplar. I don't know that there's any really real, you know, oak in there, but still, that stuff burns. That
burns and it makes good kindling when it dries out.
These are some pretty big trees. I mean, some of these are like 24 inches in diameter.
Good size. I cut wood all my life, so I've had enough.
Oh, we love it. My wife loves to get out and split. And, she doesn't do any cutting with the saw, but she helps me load the splitter and runs the splitter for me when she gets the chance. We've always, I mean, ever since we've been married, we got married back in 83, and we have always heated with wood, so I enjoy it.
Wife doesn't care to get out and help me with it, so it's just me.
A little boring. My son-in-law, Tim, KK4POT, he normally helps me cut and split, so I'm not by myself.
It was usually me and my stepdad. He's gotten older, and my mom's getting sick. He's taking care of her, so they just don't have time. I just call a buddy of mine that delivers it, and he brings it in for him.
I have had to buy at least two loads throughout that period of time we've been married, or maybe three. But man, that's expensive.
FW Mobile. Good morning, Patrick.
CEF Mobile.
Good morning, Andrew.
Morning, Ken, Mike, I think Phillip's still in there. Oh, man, y'all are freezing.
7 in Greenville.
Keen up here on Penrose on my way into Hendersonville.
21 in Greer.
And my truck is not getting warm yet.
Get a cup of coffee, go out and start your truck, and let it run while you drink your coffee.
That truck would be gone when I got back out.
You don't live in one of them neighborhoods, do you?
We'll get stuff stolen all around me, not in my particular neighborhood, but within a half mile.
Hold for a little bit then. Hey, have a good day, Patrick. Be careful in your trip. Drew. KN4NXC.
Have a good one. We'll catch you tomorrow. KN4TFW.
We'll catch you tomorrow morning if I can get in the truck a little earlier.
I'll talk to you later.
How are you going? How was y'all's day yesterday?
Not just a regular day.
I'm home by lunchtime yesterday, so just glad it's over with.
Same way, Philip. I was sitting at work, wanting to just slip on out a little early. And one of my counterparts was like, hey, I'm leaving at lunch. I'm like, well, there goes that idea.
Work for myself, but I still just can't give it up.
Buddy drives a tractor trailer. If the wheels ain't turning, he ain't making money, so he keeps it moving.
Shit. If I ain't putting my face in front of somebody trying to sell something or collect the money, it ain't gonna happen.
It was a little bit quieter last night. I actually was able to hear a little bit.
Last night, about the time I was going to get on, Mama come home. She wasn't feeling too good and that, so I just hung with her and didn't even get on the radio last night. A jacket on before I got in the truck this morning. Usually I don't and that, but it's kind of chilly this morning.
I don't know if y'all heard me, but it was 19 up here this morning when y'all were talking about temperatures.
And everything. It's not much warmer down here.
That's one thing I look forward to during the day.
The wind ain't blowing 40 mile an hour like it has the last couple of days.
That dragging this trailer around, man, that's been nerve-wracking.
A good solar kit for my parks on the air activations whenever it finally warms up.
People don't wait for it to warm up.
That.
Some battery-powered suits to just keep you warm.
Battery-powered coats and pants to keep you warm.
Good, I think I'll wait for it to warm up. I thought about buying some ham sticks, but really, there's not any parks like near me. I'd have to either go to Cowpens or next closest ones up towards, like, on the way towards Caesar's Head or Table Rock. To get up that way, but over part of Spartanburg, you don't have a whole lot of anything.
That's right between Pisgah Forest and DuPont State Forest up here.
Said you'll hear on there, Kim might have heard them before, they're basically doing it. Like, I guess when they get off work, they'll stop at a park and activate it for a little bit and then go on home.
On Facebook, he only had it about an hour or so, but he made like 18 contacts.
Looking at the radios, the HF rigs, what's a good one to start with?
Hard one to answer. Depends on what you want. The one I bought off of Ed is a Yaesu FT450D. Probably not the one I would have picked for myself, but I'm glad that I got it to learn on, because it doesn't have the waterfalls or anything like that. No bells and whistles, just a plain radio, but it sure does work good.
FT-991A.
I kind of had picked out for myself, but I couldn't hardly come up with the funds for one of those. Like I said, it's got all the bells and whistles, and I think it does all bands, if I remember right.
Correct, it does.
You know what I mean? I'll upgrade to one of those and then put that other one in the truck.
What about the ICOM 706 or 7300?
I'll tell you about those. I think he's got a 7100.
7100 and a 73. Both of them I like. The 7300 for the waterfall and the single cable to the computer if you decide to do digital modes. But the 991A, I think, also offers that, so I think that's a good choice. Some of the other Yaesus, you have to go with cat control and get the right cable set up. But I don't really think you can go wrong with a 991A or the 7300. 7100 is a good radio, but, it doesn't have... It's, doesn't have all the bells and whistles like the screen and then whatnot. You just got to use it for just searching around.
Andrew did kick my tail this weekend on the HF contest.
He was telling me that he made like 80 contacts, I believe it was.
Yeah, I stayed up till 4 a.m.
Put me in on that, and I was like, I'm out. I don't think I can do that.
Big time ones, you could just jump right in, couldn't you?
We're nowhere near as busy. It's KO4CFRID.
Foreign countries while you were doing it?
I don't remember doing that.
Then this morning, let my boss borrow it to listen to, see if he likes it. He thinks his wife's pushing him to get into radios for, you know, a backup plan, and then he can't decide what he wants to do.
That's really what got me. I mean, I've always been interested in ham radio. And then I had this wild hair that I'd give me a CB in my truck again, and nobody talked on it. So I ended up buying a Baofeng and programmed it. And then, you know, I could hear people talking. I'm like, man, people actually get on this thing. And that's what kind of prompted me to go ahead and get my license.
And that one, I had one that I was running in a truck. It was a Connex 3300, which is like a 10-meter export radio or whatever, but I mean, the thing's capable of about 500 channels, but you couldn't hear anybody because it didn't have upper and lower sideband, and I think most of the people nowadays, that's what they're doing, KN4TFW.
With really the low solar cycle, there haven't been a whole lot of times it's opened up much.
Been good on a CB on Tuesday, because 10 meters was open to Texas.
Taking my truck after it broke down that last time. Come on in, Phillip. Don't let us keep you out.
But I'm in my dead spot, so it's a little stretchy. I don't know if y'all can hear KO4HX.
Horrible with the ace. Patrick.
Correct.
Get right at some point.
Because I'm terrible with names too, Andrew. It does good for me to, when I'm talking to you, use your name. It helps a lot.
Yeah, once I started using my radio in the morning, then I had to learn everybody's names and keep up with who's who.
They're kicking my tail. And it does help that I'm dyslexic at times either.
73s, I'm pulling into the parking lot. I'm going to have to hurry up, jump out of the truck, and get on in to get to my first meeting. So, y'all have a great day. Be safe out there on the road. And hopefully we'll holler at you another morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear when you're final.
Awesome day, and hopefully maybe I'll catch you this afternoon or in the morning again. And I'll say 73, KN4TFW. Yeah, I'm still here. Sounds like you're getting ready to go into your dead zone. There, I can't copy anything, though. Here for another 20 minutes. KN4TFW.
4HKX, Ken, you still there?
Oh, yeah, I got a good copy on you now.
It is right through there. It's just something interfered with it or something, I guess.
Five, right?
25, but the dead spot's actually when I cut over from Canoga to 25. The 91A is what you were looking at buying for yourself?
It is, because it could do, I believe it does UHF, VHF, and HF. It was really good. There's a guy on YouTube, it's called Ham Radio Concepts. And if you'll just go to his site and type in the radio that you're looking at, I mean, he'll tell you all about it and do all the reviews and show you all about it.
it off of him and Jason and Josh.
Something I go with him. And that, you know, this radio in the truck's a ICOM, and that, but the one I got is the Yaesu. But man, it's really good. It really taught me a lot to be able to, you know, tune in a frequency and tune out something else, and that, and to be able to hunt through there and find people without having the aid of a waterfall.
I guess it all boils down to just experience, like anything else, just figuring out what works and what doesn't.
People that have, you know, been talking on 991s, and that, I mean, they got a really good signal and everything, but I think it'll do digital too, won't it?
Correct, it will do the Yaesu digital, yes.
And they're on some of the top groups and different things like that.
That a little bit, but like the DMR, everybody's talking about how hard it is to get the radio programmed, and I'm like, why is it so hard to do that?
My little HD, my little Baofeng, and that I programmed him one, you know, by hand just to say that I could do it, but the rest of them I just did it. I downloaded that program Chirp, and I did all the changes on it, and then I just uploaded it to the radio.
For my little Baofeng, and then also for my FT60, but I have the ICOM software, or RT software for my ICOM radio.
Stay here, hold on. AN4TFW.
I don't know much about the digital, just like the HF. I'm still learning how to talk on this thing, so.
Those days. And I haven't done anything digital. I don't think that I would really like it, or like, you know, that was it PSK31 where you kinda like texting.
And yes, that's what I understand, but can't you do that with APRS also? You can send out a lot of packet information with it.
True, but I haven't really done anything like that. But I know the PSK31 or whatever, that was the, you know, one of the first digital things they came up with. And I guess the digital is good because, you know, the computer can pick up the signal pretty decent.
When my son moves out here in a couple of weeks and I take over his room, I can set me up a radio station in there and have my own little ham shack that way.
What's wrong with that?
For a house for a couple of years now, but just can't find anything or work where I can get the tool truck in, and so just give up on it for now.
Housing shortage for sure, and unless you're moving way out in the country or something like that, and then the prices are ridiculous.
Here, everybody wants to put a HOA with restrictions on everything, and the first thing they rule out is a business. Well, I'm not even there most of the time. I leave to do my business, but I still can't get in.
I know when I was working down in Piedmont, there was a storage unit place, and the Snap-on guy always had his truck parked at the storage unit.
Well, I was parking my tool truck down here on 101 at the self-storage, and that added almost 3 hours to my day having to do that. After having everything at the house all in one location, and you ain't got to drag stuff back and forth all the time.
That's right. Yeah, it'd be hard. You need you a big building to put it inside of.
The plan is to build a garage big enough to put the tool truck in and have room for storage, and in at least one stall where I can service my own vehicles.
HOA won't let you do it.
So many outsiders moving into Transylvania County anymore. I just don't know what's going to happen.
HOA where I live at, but it ain't really much. The dues are like $40 a year to keep the lights on, and they don't really monitor a whole lot of stuff.
And that's the way a lot of them are up here until you make the wrong person mad, and then they're going to use it against you.
Your kids were at the house, you know, so you didn't have to keep moving cars around in the driveway. They'd park on the road, like kind of where you parked. And then somebody was complaining, them parking on the road, they'd rather they park up on the grass and ruin the grass and mess up the yard. And I told them, I said, look, I already called the police, I'm not illegal, and it's not your road. So, you know, suck it up. You're only supposed to be doing 25. If you can't get past me doing 25, you don't need to be driving anyway.
You're happy. Glad they didn't make that a connector through there, or you'd have people cutting through all day long.
Yeah, that's a major cut through right there. That's KM4 in AC. Hey, good morning, Ed. Good to hear you. Tim said you were on.
Got through retirement center and walking the apartments. I'm over in my next subdivision, so this is sort of where I can talk a little bit here, there, and yonder.
Patrick. I just said good morning, Ed. I'd heard your conversation earlier with Tim.
I was going to holler at you yesterday morning, but David got a hold of you, so I just sat back and listened.
Take my call sign right?
Won't say a word about it.
Sometimes it happens. I just get my letters confused from time to time on things like that, especially with this call sign. It is just hard to get out.
I don't feel bad. I float mine up more times than one.
Yours is what, Hotel Kila X-Ray?
And that last suffix is what gets me.
When people go to, you know, a shorter one, especially when they're doing HF and you're trying to make contacts for that, because by the time I get my whole call sign out, they've already picked one.
I'm into doing one of the vanity call signs so I can get it changed, but I just don't know.
It's the one that they gave me, and this is the one I'll stick with. It's kind of like, that's my name.
It's kind of the same way. I just deal with whatever I'm given and move on.
Man, a little light-up plaque, you know, it's got that call sign on it, and I got that call sign on the back of the truck, and I hate to have to change a bunch of stuff just because I wanted to change it.
HKX for ID. Yeah, I get that, and that's why I was trying to do mine, thinking about doing it early on in my career, or whatever you want to call it here, my hobby.
Best way to do it early on, like you said. And then, so I got this HT with me. I'm going to let my boss borrow it over the weekend so he can listen to it. He's thinking about radio and that. So when I get to work, I'm going to shout out and make sure it'll work from there.
Be on here.
The
truck wasn't as late as it has been, right?
Just 2.5 hours tonight.
Set it by an hour and a half so far this week.
I used the printers.
They're on his phone so you can see where he's at.
Already got one.
Company trucks have one in them anymore.
About changing call signs, I thought about changing mine to KOF, Cantankerous Old Fart.
That's funny, that made me laugh.
If I make somebody laugh at least one person a day, I've done what I'm supposed to do.
Not long, but I don't know where the Cantankerous Old Fart come from.
My guy's just the commander-in-chief, so I'll talk to you in a minute.
Clear?
Yeah, Roger, I'll be here another 5 minutes anyway.
Antenna you had up, is that just a wire antenna? Is that what that's called?
I think they call it an inverted V dipole or whatever, but it's made up of it's made up of coax and I think it's like 16 gauge wires, like 16 feet of 16 or 18, and then it goes like 16 feet of a piece of coax and then goes back to wire, but it's like one end of it, it's soldered to the
the shield and the center conductor on the coax, and then on the other end, it's only to the center conductor and not the shield, and so it's kind of a different configuration, but it's a, I think it's a W5GI, if you look it up, or look up mystery antenna.
I'll have to look that up, because that would be pretty easy to use where I'm at.
Mode, you know what I mean? Unless you know it's there, you really can't see it. And like I said, I hooked it up in that from the house to the tree with a rope, and then I just hoisted it up and everything. It's kind of better if you can put it on, run the rope through a pulley, so when the tree moves or whatever, you know, it doesn't pull on the cord.
Little room to move.
There's a place that makes them right there. It's on Highway 11 called the Wireman.
Heard a lot about him. Where's he at on Highway 11?
It's the intersection of 101 and 101 and 11. It's not far from that intersection right there. And so if you got to that intersection, you would take a left, take the first little road to the right, and then follow it like all the way to the end. But you better not be dragging your trailer.
I know about where you're at, and that gets pretty tight up through there.
Yeah, when you get in his driveway, his driveway makes about a 120-degree turn back and everything, and it goes like straight up a hill, and that all you'd be doing is spinning. You wouldn't ever make it.
Maybe when I get ready, I'll give you a shout and get the contact information from him.
It's called the Wireman. With me, you know, I was having issues with it in the beginning, and they work with me, and they put a couple of different things on it, and they'll just keep working with you. They're really good. They go to all the ham fests and everything.
The customer service is a hard thing to find anymore.
I'm back. I got blessed by the Commander-in-Chief. Word. They asked me there at 7 o'clock.
I'm going to tell you to bring home a biscuit.
Go by Bojangles and get me one. But she don't know, I'm going to get me two.
I hear you. You guys hold on a minute and let me run in here and check in, and then I'll get back on. KN4TFW.
How long you been running this paper route?
This is my 14th year.
And right after you retired from law enforcement?
5 years of retirement under my belt before I started doing anything, and I said, this is for the birds. So I started doing this and buying Mama a new car every 3 years and buying my ham equipment and stuff. That way it doesn't mess with the household budget and, you know, spoiling the grandkids and the kids.
Fun money. Needs a little bit of that.
I'm for TFW. You have to roll up to the gate and hit your card, wait for the gate to open, then you got to go to the front office, then you got to stop, go inside, sign in, and then you got to get back in the truck, drive around the plant to the parking lot. That's what I'm doing now.
Done a half day work before you even go to work.
U-Guy 73, in case I can't make contact on this HT and that, but I'm going to go up by my office and see if I can't do it. So I'll tell you guys 73, hope you guys have an awesome day and look forward to catching you in the morning, and maybe Patrick, I'll catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW, I'll be clear on your final.
Ken, we'll be listening for you. I got a feeling you're going to make it with no problems. So 73, KN4NAP.
Ken, enjoyed the conversation this morning. KO4 HKX, clear. Ed, what got you into ham radio many years ago now?
Bug, when I was 9 years old, saw a guy with a CB radio in his car. Back then, they had those great old big black Motorola's tube type in there. And he cranked his car up and was got that, turned that thing on and talked, and I got the bug, and I've had the bug ever since.
Dad was a truck driver, so playing with CBs is where I got my start, too. Still have one in here today.
Put me a used Lafayette 25, excuse me, 25A for my graduation from high school. That's what I wanted. And he had a mobile radio with it as well, so we put it in his truck. But I wound up meeting the better half over at CB radio.
That's nice. I've been trying to convince my wife to get her ham license now. So, but no luck yet.
Be Friday. Yeah, I tried to get mine to do it. She just sort of looked at me cross-eyed.
So I can't remember all that stuff. I don't know nothing about it. I'm like, well, you can learn it. It's not that complicated.
Get her the bug. Once you get your HF, go up on the HF, as long as you're at the control point, she can talk on the radio. Find somebody to get her to talk to, and that might give her the bug.
I'll see you guys.
You dropped out. Catch you later. Have a good one. Camp Horn, that's it, clear. How'd he sound on you? You sounded pretty good over here.
He sounded pretty good. A little scratchy, but I could definitely make it out.
Here in Clemson, so I'm about 60 miles away, I guess, or more.
90, so I'm fairly close to where he's at if I got his location right over on 101.
Better than I do, because I don't know that area at all. It's been a long time since I've been back off over in there.
I'm still several miles away from him, but I'm definitely way closer than you are at 60 miles away.
I guess because I think Greenville's 45 miles from where I'm at, so I'm just estimating.
Have you done anything with the digital modes on any of this at all?
Don't even interest me.
Need a little bit just to have contact, like if I could get my wife to get her license, not have to rely on a cell phone. I know they're still using the internet and all that, but it would be easier where she's at because she can get on the internet there and her cell phone doesn't work.
Be a plus for y'all, but me, I like to bump my gums too much.
That may be my wife's problem about getting on the radio, is she don't like to talk to people very much, so that might be one of her drawbacks.
Catting it up, I've only heard them one time, but there's a group of people holding it where they swap recipes.
To Ken and Tim and Andrew this morning about radios. And I've been looking at the FT-991A and the ICOM 7300, I believe it is.
But that ICOM 7300 is very, very popular. I talked to a lot of guys and that's what they've got. They wouldn't have anything else. They said the receive on it is very, very sensitive.
Doing my research on them, I can't find a whole lot of information on the Yaesu, but the ICOM, it's like everybody's got one.
The Yaesu 2900 here in the truck, and I got a ST GX3000 base sitting at the house, so I'm hooked on Yaesu.
ICOM ID5100A in here right now is what I'm on. So I'm more familiar with it than I am the Yaesu.
Started out with ICOM, and you are familiar with it. It probably would be best to stay with ICOM.
Kind of my thoughts also. Just wanted to look around and get some more opinion because, like I said, it's hard to get an Elmer's opinion on anything doing this right now, because you can't meet up with anybody, or they're not having any club meetings or anything like that.
Like somebody out there will talk with you and point in the right direction, but you know, years of me sitting and listening to guys talk about the radios and stuff, that Icon 7300 is an awesome radio, and it's, from what I understand price-wise, it's not all that bad.
There with the Yaesu 991A, so, I mean, price is not the big issue. It's just, is it got the same quality?
It's all in what you started out with and what you're used to. You know, I started out with the Yaesu, and you started out with the Icon, so I'm sticking with radio systems and stuff that I'm real familiar with, and I would suggest that for you, but that's up to you.
KO4, HKX for ID. Yeah, I get that, and I feel the same way. That's why I was looking at it first. I just started looking around to see what else there was, so I just didn't get pigeonholed into one thing.
Icon 7300 to try if I was to get rid of what I got now. So, you know, I'm interested in it, but I'm not that familiar with their programming and stuff.
I found that part to be real easy. I mean, even for a novice that didn't know nothing getting in, programming it and the menus in the radio, easy to navigate and figure out what does what. But there again, I did have a technical background in automotive, learning how to navigate all the that there, so that could have a little bit to do with it.
The base I got like 169 different menu choices to do stuff with, and some of the stuff I just completely stay away from.
Sometimes they get a little carried away, get too much stuff on there, it just confuses you.
With the digital stuff and all that other on there as well. And, you know, I set it up by what they recommended for just general chit-chat and stuff. And I seem to do very well with it. And that's all I've ever messed with.
100A, it's got the D-Star on it. I've never even used it, so I don't know anything about it. I hadn't even tried to set it up.
I don't think there's a D-Star repeater around here. I think there used to be one, but I don't think there's one here anymore. You'll have to talk with Mike. He's up on all that.
D5100, it's got them a map or a listing built in of it, and there's one not too far from here. I can't quite hit it. I've listened to it just a little bit when the bands are open, but I've never tried to talk on it or anything.
I was curious about it at first, and I just said, nah, I just stay the old-fashioned way. I stay with my HF and sit there and enjoy it in a cup of coffee.
Well, for me, I guess I'm old-fashioned. I like to learn the old way of doing things first and then play with the new stuff. That way I have a real understanding of what's going on.
Radio was a Henry Tempo, Blackface Tempo 1 tube type with the dial that you had to dial it in, and you listen to real close, make sure you're on frequency and stuff. It's one of the old ones, made back in 72, and I wouldn't take nothing for it, because it'll put out 185 watts out the back on its own, barefooted, and she did me an excellent job.
Put CB terms back out. Barefoot, haven't heard that in a while.
Hey, Jeff, you hear her talking about running barefoot, which means they're running without an amplifier or whatever. So, I mean, you know, some of the terms sort of fall back and forth.
Said, My dad was a truck driver, so I grew up around CB all my life. I definitely like the ham radio because it's much cleaner conversation.
110% on that one.
Reached my destination for the morning, and I'm going to jump out of here. I'll say 73s for now. If you're around later, I'll be back on when I get done with these guys, but it usually takes about an hour or so here. So enjoyed the Q-Show this morning. Have a great day. 73s, and I'll be clear on your final.
Good one. Don't work too hard. Hope you have a good day and sell and make a lot. So I'll be done probably in about 45 minutes. So I'll probably be off the air and sitting at the house with a cup of coffee by the time you get done. So 73s to you. Hope to catch you down the log. KM4 and AP will be clear. Sending 73s.
Well, enjoy those 250s. I know you're going to get.
Yeah.